The bill would let any resident of a school district complain about what they see as a race-based nickname. And if the State Department of Public Instruction agrees with them, schools could face fines of up to $1,000 a day if they don't get rid of the mascot. Milwaukee Senate Democrat Spencer Coggs told his colleagues that it might be hard for them to walk in the shoes of Native Americans. But he reminded them that the state's tribes have pushed for legislation like this for a long time.
When we pass this bill, we are saying to Native American students, you are worth something, you are worthy, your culture we respect.
Cox says this is not an all-out ban on tribal nicknames, but if a complaint is filed, and all it would take is one person to file it, it would be up to a school district to show that they're not being racist. Fond du Lac Republican Senator Randy Hopper said that would set up a cumbersome and potentially expensive fight for school districts when they have more important issues to focus on.
If you are serious about banning mascots, ban mascots. Ban them. Don't set up a system that's going to cost our school districts that are struggling financially to pay to go to a predetermined outcome.
Schools would have some leeway. For example, if a district can show extenuating circumstances, it could be granted more time to remove an Indian logo or mascot from its property, like off of a gym floor, for example. The plan cleared the Senate on a 17-16 vote. A similar proposal already passed the Assembly, but both chambers need to agree to the exact same bill before it can head to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.